Good day, friends. It's Monday, the 23rd of March, and the weather looks beautiful outside, and a day that we can all be prepared to enjoy here in Perth and to get about life as normally as we can, taking the wisdom and precautions that have been suggested and now enforced to us by our Premier and also Prime Minister. I think it's wise for us to take heed early to advice and also to listen to the advice of our Heavenly Father for our daily understanding on life and actions. And we continue the rhythm through every experience so that the word of the Lord can comfort our hearts. I'm one who believes in the rhythm of prayer and reading, and as Jesus did each day. I know that many of us are busy, and I'm not saying I am brilliant at sustaining that personally, but the attitude to daily and weekly have a rhythm of seeking the Lord to guide us in our emotions, in our visions, in our hope, in our peace is important. So again, friends, hit pause and let's start with stillness. We pick up the story in Exodus 12, verse 31, the moment that they have been longing and waiting for, as the children of Israel are finally let go. After much suffering that Pharaoh allowed to take place on his own people for his stubbornness to submit. Verse 31. During the night, Pharaoh summoned Moses and Aaron and said to them, "Up, leave my people, you and the Israelites. Go worship the Lord as you have requested. Take your flocks and herds as you have said and go. And also bless me." The Egyptians urged the people to hurry and to leave the country, for otherwise, they said, we will all die. So the people took their dough before the yeast was added and carried it on their shoulders and kneaded troughs wrapped in cloth. The Israelites did as Moses instructed and asked the Egyptians for articles of silver and gold and for clothing. And the Lord made the Egyptians favorably disposed towards the people, and they gave them what they asked for, and so they plundered the Egyptians. The Israelites journeyed from Ramses to Succoth. There were about 600,000 men on foot, besides women and children. Many other people went up with them, and also large droves of livestock, both flocks and herds. And the dough the Israelites had brought from Egypt, they baked loaves of unleavened bread. The dough was without yeast because they had been driven out of Egypt and did not have time to prepare food for themselves. The length of time the Israelites people lived in Egypt was 430 years. At the end of 430 years to the very day, all the Lord's divisions left Egypt. Because the Lord kept the vigil that night to bring them out of Egypt, on this night all the Israelites are to keep a vigil to honor the Lord for generations to come. My goodness, that must have been one of the most dramatic evenings in anyone's life. We've seen many exoduses of nations in recent times through war and oppression, and people flooding into other countries because of hardships and suffering. And we have marveled and been saddened at what people have had to endure. So we get a picture of this taking place here, this foundational story in the formation of the people of Israel. Remember that this is not because Israel or the children from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob were a holy people or better than anyone else. It's simply that God has chosen a nation to reveal his character and his purposes and his Messiah, because he gave a promise to a particular person, to Abraham. But it is true that in that, God displays what he would want the world to know and the world to treat one another. And in that too, this significant evening as a result of the plagues, God is not afraid of judging appropriately the nations of the world. And Egypt received a considerable judgment upon them. Now, God judges the righteous and the unrighteous, and it says that he will do that into the future. So having a judge is a good thing. It helps standards and it helps direction and it helps to regulate society. So when we hear the word judgment, I actually think it's an area of our life we need to revere as something very important and right to hear. Our Prime Minister has made a judgment recently on some of the behaviour of the people of Australia in relationship to the transmission of this virus. And we all applaud that, who want safety to be paramount, for lives to be protected as best as possible. So I take this here after warnings and warnings to Pharaoh that eventually God brought his clear and right judgment, sadly, upon the firstborn of all of those in Egypt. And finally that broke Pharaoh's back, because the son that would be the next god, even Pharaoh couldn't protect his own. So the reality that he was just a mortal human being must have finally shattered his concept of his position in the world. So knowing our humility in the place of God to obey him is right, and would have been far more advantageous for Egypt and Pharaoh if he had done so. And he also prays, and bless me. Finally, he has the recognition that he needs a blessing, or he needs God's provision. Unfortunately, his anger overtakes him, and we'll read that soon, that he chased after the Israelites. But they walked out with the dough still not ready to be made. They walked out with articles given to them, and they walked out in a timing that God had specifically said. And I just want to take the point that 430 years to the exact is a long time for God to achieve things. So we're in a period of time that there will take months, or who knows, more than a year to see through this particular virus in our community. So let's be patient and be connected and be obedient and be humble and to care for one another. It's fascinating too, just to be reminded that the children of Israel made this as a beginning ceremony. And one of the miracles of society down through the ages is the foundation or sustaining of the people of Israel more than any other nation. God is, it's a miracle that they are still on the earth. And here we have the beginning foundation that God will do. But we'll pick up more of that story. Let's look to Proverbs 9, verses 1 to 6. Wisdom has built her house. She has set up seven pillars. She has prepared her meat and mixed her wine. She has also set her table. She has sent out her servants, and she calls from the highest point of the city, "Let all who are simple come to my house." To those who have no sense, she says, "Come and eat my food and drink the wine I have mixed. Leave your simple ways and you will live. Walk in the way of insight." Wisdom. Let's be wise as we function, as we meet together in our homes, keeping ourselves isolated as best we can, but connected in many ways to one another, and not be fearful. God is just able to work in this place and to do his wonders, as we saw on Sunday when many of us tuned in to our first live streaming worship and message. We're going to get better at that throughout this week. So, friends, we look forward to sharing together. But take a moment to be in stillness for today. And I look forward to talking to you on Wednesday.